Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and you are now in tuned. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. And then if you're constantly supporting the Intune show, I just want to say thank you. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. There's several ways to access our show. You can stream us live from any internet device or by dialing in at 818-495-6975 using our interactive chat room that's open during our live shows, where you can virtually connect to people, ask questions, and leave your comments. Our shows are always on demand, so at your leisure, if you're not able to be in tune at the time of the interview, don't fret, because we have our shows on demand. So I just want to start off by giving some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to the Intune Show family. I want to give a shout-out to PhoenixStar9Online.com. I want to give a shout-out to the DrSueReview.com, to PorterTaxi.net, and the MarkGortonShow.com. I also want to give a big shout-out to T. Austin Reed, who's always in our chat room, showing love, helping us with graphics, supporting. Check her out. She does everything under the sun. I want to give a shout out to PhoenixStar9, who's always supportive and doing everything for the Intune show as well. So check her out at PhoenixStar9Online.com as well. So tonight's guest, we're going to be talking to Miss Selena Johnson, and I'm really, really excited. After a long day of running around, now I can wind down and kick it with the beautiful Selena Johnson. Yay, the Intune show. So for all those who are not in tune with Selena Johnson, you need your head examined, personally, in my opinion. But for all those, you know, who are just coming from under that rock and, you know, starting to focus, let's just focus on the fact that she's like R&B's best kept secret, and she's finally out with another chapter in her book of Selena Johnson. And this time around, she has her own record label, which she has launched, and it's really exciting because I love to see women out there doing a damn thing. Powerful women, you know, beautiful women, just setting the pace for other young women out there to just say, hey, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it. As we all know, Selena previously worked with countless artists and producers such as R. Kelly, Bob Power, KG, Busta Rhymes, Cameron, Common, Jermaine Dupri, Twister, just to name a few. And for all those who were tuned in the day that Mr. Twister was going to be on the Intune show, he has now changed his date to 10:30, the day before Halloween. So be in tune for that, okay? So while we're waiting for her to give us a call in, please take the time to, if you're on your computer, to go to iTunes right now and check out Miss Selena Johnson's new albums. You can get it right from iTunes, and anybody but everybody know that she's the joint. So just definitely download it, download. The song that I'm about to play for you guys, and if my words of, you know, hey, go download her tracks right now is not moving you, then definitely take a listen to Stonewall, which I think is an awesome, awesome track, and I'm definitely going to download her music, her entire album, down into my iTunes list, and even keep it in rotation on an Intune show, because that's how much I like it. So in the meantime, in the round time, I'm going to get you guys in tune with her song, Stonewall. And for those who are not following Selena on Twitter, then definitely go and follow her now. It's Selena_Johnson. There's no mistaking, the original. don't you just love when people put that on their Twitter? No offense to anybody, but the original dun da da, you know, things like that. Yeah, you have to love it. So check out Stonewall. If you guys want to give a call in and talk to Selena, then give us a call in. We want to hear from you. 818-495-6975, and you will be live. Until she gives us a call in, check this out.
Thousand battles with my mind, my love, my soul within. Most of them I hit the ground. Made some impossible decisions. Took the road of lonely vision. With faith being my own.
Hottest host, Miss P, and the Intune family. Every day, we're serving you hot interviews and keeping you updated on the hottest news. You can always dial in live at 818-495-6975. Here at the Intune Show, we love to cater to our listeners. Don't miss out. Get in tune.
Yeah, so that was Stonewall by Miss Selena Johnson, and I'm really, 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 really feeling that song. I mean, her voice, the beat, where she's coming from, ooh, love it, Love it, love it, love it. Again, for all those who want to gain and ask a question, which I know a lot of people when I was tweeting that she would be live on a show were really, like, tripping. Like, really? Is Selena Johnson really going to be on an Intune show? And I'm like, she really is. So definitely take advantage of the fact that she's gracing us with her presence and willing to answer a few questions for people. So don't miss out at 818-495-6975. Definitely call in. If you're a little camera shy, understandable. That's why we have the chat room. Go into the chat room, voice your opinion, and I will read it live. Even if you don't want me to say your name, we can keep it on the low. It's all good. But definitely take advantage of the fact that you have a beautiful, talented individual in our presence. So we want to salute Selena Jackson for taking the time, Johnson, to come on the Intune show tonight. So I'm really excited about it. I also want to just touch bases with you guys to let you know that Phoenix Star 9 and myself are actually taking applications for people who are interested and doing a speed networking event that we do on a monthly basis. So we'll start tweeting that out tonight for you guys to sign up. We're looking for any and everyone that have skills, expertise, small businesses, just starting and just want to use that opportunity to broadcast their stuff to our 25K listeners and definitely sign up and get in tune so we can get in tune with you. Also, today is the last day for the double up contest. So good luck to whoever's going to win. I don't have the answers yet, but I definitely know that by the end of the day, Phoenix will be filling me in on that. So I just want to give a shout out to everyone who took the time to participate in that. And please take note that when we are out here like networking these different prizes and things that of that nature for you to gain from, what is it going to take for you guys to understand that we're just doing it so we can all build and grow together? Anytime you see Phoenix Star 9 and myself tweeting anything yummy like that, like, you know, promotion, interviews, and, you know, just being a part of speed networking so other people can get in tune with you, then definitely take advantage of it. Definitely take advantage of it. So, good luck to those who, you know, put in for the contest. It ends today. And much love to everyone, and we appreciate you, and we look forward to the next event that we're going to be having coming up, the Speed Networking events. The other one was such a big success, and we're only trying to grow from here. So we'll start tweeting out after the show the application so everybody can sign up and get in tune to that early so we can start making reservations for that because slots go fast. Also, again, you guys, if you're not in tune with Miss Selena Johnson on Twitter, then definitely take the time to go and follow her now. It's SYLEENA_Johnson. Go and get in tune with her ASAP. You can also visit her website at www.selenamusic.com. How easy is that? It's a beautiful site, and I actually love, love, love the background picture that she has on her site, and I also have her as, featured on my website. So you'll see the same exact picture on her website on mine because that's how much I love the picture. She's stunning, 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 and amazingly talented. So again, guys, show your support. Definitely get in tune with her and look out for her new album that's about to launch. And also, you know, you guys know that she'd be on R&B Diva and thing of that nature. So just support all the way around the board. Support costs $0. That's all I have to say about that. You guys know how I get. I don't want to talk people's heads off. Thank you, T. Austin, for following Miss Selena. We really appreciate that, and I'll make note to let her know that you're following her. In the meantime, in the round time, let's play another track while we're waiting for Ms. Johnson to give us a call in. And this one, I'm going to give a shout out to my boys, H-Town. And for all those who missed our interview, you can catch it on demand. H-Town with Shazam and G.I. still bringing the sexy, hot appeal to R&B music. So check it out. And when the song is over, Ms. Johnson should be in tune. So exciting. This one is called Call Me Mr. Patman by H-Town.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
I'm ready to make you feel. Step in the shower, get it ready, baby. It's overdue and yes, I'm coming for you. Your body's yearning, let me fix it, baby. A lot of touching and kissing the right places. Yes, I'm confident, don't you worry, no. Bring out the freak and tell me what you want.
A stone freak undercover.
I'm a stone cold freak, baby.
I made a mess you feel like no one.
I made a mess you feel.
Baby, call me Mr. Pac-Man.
Much love to H-Town. Thank you for getting us in tune and debuting on the show. So without further ado, let's bring on Miss Selena Johnson. How you doing tonight, Miss Johnson?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Good. We were just listening to Stonewall, and can I just say that I really, 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 and not because it's your song, but I'm really into it.
Wonderful.
I really, really am. It's really, like, beautiful, and I think it's kind of different from a lot of your other songs in terms of the way you, I'm sorry.
No. Keep, what were you saying?
No, in terms of the way you sing it and just the flow. I love the beat, and it's just, like, powerful. It's, like, one of those, like, hey, songs, like, listen to me. This is what's happening. So I really, really like it because, to me, it's, like, it demands your attention. And music that demands your attention when you're not in a room is always good music to me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's what I intend for it to do, It's to heal. Intentions are to heal, so it has to be able to, get your attention.
Yes, definitely. So when you were growing up with your dad being in the music industry, did you learn everything from him?
No, which is why we have dilemma, because he should have been there in that capacity, but he wasn't. So I did learn a lot of things from him, but there are a lot of things that he was not there to help me through. So I had to, I was out in this concrete jungle by myself, and I had to learn, the hard way. So that's where the dilemma comes into play with him and I.
Right. And I'm sorry if that was a personal question. I was just a little curious.
Oh, no, look, I have nothing to hide. I'm on a reality show, so I'm out of control if I don't want to answer anything that has been already displayed on television. So,
right,
no.
Absolutely.
Ask me anything you want to ask me, honey. I have no problem answering anything.
Okay, thank you. So you started singing at a young age. Who recognized your talents and inspired you to go forward in music?
Ironically, it was my father, but it starts with him. Hold on, mommy's on the phone call, so you have to ask daddy. Yeah, so it probably started with him, but then I was encouraged a lot by like my teachers and stuff like that in the fifth grade, and just being around other kids and other people that sang inspired me, but I never really wanted to sing. I wanted to play sports until my dad embraced me and when I was 15 years old. Then I started working with my father, and from there on, I learned a lot more about the music business. And I think I was, of course inspired by other artists and all of that stuff, but not really. I mean,
right.
Everybody can say they're inspired by other artists, and I'm sure at some point there's one artist in your life, you're like, they did, blah, 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 and it was a turning point. However, for me, that's really not the case. It was more so the things that was going on personally, like a teacher saying something to me, like, or when I used to do someone, state ensemble opera contest, because I trained classically for a really long time. So when I would do those contests, the judges would say stuff like professional talent. You're from another, you sound, your voice is like it's from another time. And, they would say a lot of little stuff, and it would make me go, And just, it just helped me believe in myself more.
Absolutely.
And then getting a record
deal, Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, Ms. Johnson, your voice is different, like the way you flow and everything like that. Like I said, to me, when you sing, you project like this, just stay there, stand there, don't move, listen. Because that's exactly what that track did to me when it was first sent to me. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Like, I've been missing this. Like,
I don't know. I guess everybody, everything has its time and its moment. So I don't know if you could say you're missing it. It's kind of just like this is the time that it was supposed to be, that you were supposed to come into contact with it. And now, you can go back and research and listen to the other albums. I'm sure you'd love, some of the other stuff. Like on my second album, I have a song called I Believe in Love that's kind of like a big ballad like that that people really like. I have a song on Chapter One called One Day that's kind of like that. So, but Stonewall is going to be relevant to probably every single person in this world because we all have opposition. So no matter who you are, you always, we all have some kind of roadblock in our life, and that roadblock, Stonewall, is what signifies the roadblock in your life. So it's just a strong song, it mirrors my life. I wrote it based on my life. I actually wrote it for Jennifer Hudson. I wrote it about my life, but I tried to submit it to Jennifer Hudson. She really loved the song, but her album was closed or something or another. And she wasn't able to take the song, so I guess God wanted it for my album. But Stonewall is relative to everybody, so I think that now it's just a good time, especially the times we're in and stuff. So I just think now's a good time for that song to kind of be out in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I just give you like a big, big shout out on your photos that you've been taking? Because, I'm so serious. I was like, this woman is so gorgeous. Does she even know this? Like, when you look in the mirror, do you even know this? No.
you know how women are. We're our worst critics. We be on some old, one morning I'm like, oh, so fat, And then the next morning we're like, oh, I'm so cute. And then the next morning it's like, oh, where did I get this hair from, and then the next moment it's like, my hair too sharp. So you know how we are as women. We're all
absolutely.
So I definitely love myself, I can tell you that, which is something that was a long, it was a long journey and something that I'm just now coming to learn, not because of the show, but recently, like maybe the last 2-3 years, I really started to just be content with myself and who I am and what I look like and my body and my skin and, you know, all of that, you know, being in my skin, being who I am and being who I am as a person. And it's okay to be a certain way. And, you know, I used to, you know, I'm a verbal, so I'm very, I'm a perfectionist. So everything has to be just so, or I'll drive myself crazy. But, you know, I'm maturing and learning that, you know, everything's not perfect and it's okay. You know, you're perfect in your imperfection. So I'm just at a different place in my life where I'm not allowing things to really take me out of my center and just, you know, just being a big girl, you know, just trying to really step my game up as a person mentally. So I do love myself. I do have my days where I'll be like, oh, I'm a hot mess, honey, I'm a hot mess. So and I'm okay with being a hot mess too. Like if you saw me right now, I look like a hot mess. Like literally, I'm bananas because I'm in the house and I'm cooking.
Right.
My hair looks like, girl, looks like I'm from 43rd. My hair is a ponytail on top of my head. I got on pajama pants and a shirt that don't got nothing to do with my pajamas. You know, just off the chain.
I love that look though.
I'm at home, so it's like whatever. I'm not supposed to wear makeup every 15 minutes and
right.
You know, be in high heels, you know, kid in heels walking around the house.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, you know.
But I love that look though, because it's just like, this is what it is. This is the natural look. This is me when I feel, this is me when I have to be me here, and it's me when it's time to put it on, you know. So definitely wanted to give you a shout out, because the picture that you actually have for your background picture on your website is actually the picture that I have on my website featuring you, saying that you were going to come on the show. I love it. Love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when you were in school, you were a part of a gospel choir. But a lot of people may not know you have, like, several years of vocal training. How do, you know, both of those aspects tie into who you are as a artist now?
You know, it's ironic because at the same time where I never wanted to sing, you know, and I just kind of, it wasn't about wanting to sing. Like, deep down, I wanted to sing, but I didn't believe in myself. So I kind of just pretend like it was just a hobby. So, with all my life, I've been surrounded by music, you know, all the way from my mother's womb, because my dad was playing the guitar and singing around her, singing to her stomach and things like that. So I am just, music is, it's not going anywhere as far as I'm concerned. Music runs long and deep in my family bloodline from my father's side. My mother can sing. She used to be able to sing a little bit, and she's a writer. My mother could write really well. So she used to write most of my dad's songs. So my dad, though, and my dad writes too, but my dad, my grandfather had perfect pitch, and then his dad played instruments, several different instruments, and so did my great-grandfather's brothers. He was like 9 of them, and they all played different instruments. And then my dad has 14 brothers and sisters, and all the women sing. Like sing, like they could blow.
Wow.
So I get my vocals from them, probably in a combination of myself from my mom, too, because she used to be able to sing. You know, she smoked cigarettes, so that's what messed her up. But she sang and she wrote, you know, so I'm like a collaboration of the two. But when I was younger, my grandfather was a deacon. Well, he was a deacon, rest his soul, rest his, you know. But I sang in my grandfather's church when I was in high school. I sang in that church choir. That was like old school missionary Baptist, you know, very old school church. And then I sang in a gospel choir in high school. But at the same time, I was singing. I was the jazz singer for the jazz band. And like if they went out on the road, I would go with them. And I was a Christmas caroler. So I used to go out with the TR singers and do show. Now this is all from a person who doesn't really care about singing, right?
Right.
A TR singer, which was like a Christmas caroler, and I would go around and we would sing like, "Oh, come on, come on," you know, we would sing that, and then I would go, and then I would train classically with my teacher one on one from freshman year in high school all the way through college, and I would be in state and solo ensemble contests where you know, you would work on a classical piece, and then mm-hmm. you would go and compete. But you don't compete against others. You compete against, like, yourself. Like, you get a mark of, you know, you get a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 per, and then you get a medal based on what you get. So I would do those every year. And then when I got to college, I was a psychology and theater, a psychology major, but theater minor, again, trying to run for music. And I realized that music was, you know, I thought music was the most, you know, the easiest thing to fall back on because psychology was so hard and boring. And mm-hmm. I became a music performance major, and I started training classically in college. All the while doing blues music with my father from 15, creating albums and writing for his record and creating an album with him and recording in the studio R&B music as well. So
wow.
Musically is just, I've been exposed to absolutely everything with the exception to country music.
Okay.
I mean, and I love country music because I used to listen to Dolly Parton all the time and, like, different country, Garth Brooks, different country artists because I love their lyrics. So I would listen to them to enhance my writing. So I've been exposed to just everything that you could think of musically.
Wow. So we could backtrack just a little bit, Ms. Johnson. I was doing, like, some major research because I hate to have people on the show, and I'm all like, please come to the interview show. Come on to the interview show. And then they get here, and then you have, like, these, like, everyday questions, right? So
right.
I realized that you had you released your first album, Love Hangover, to the independent label Twin Night. That's how you pronounce it? Twin Night Records?
Twin Night Records? My dad's label, Twin Night Records,
and it's like mm-hmm. virtually impossible to get your hands on that album. Have you ever thought of recording any of the tracks from that album again?
No. Mm-hmm. That album politically is tied up because I still have not seen a dime from it. And mm-hmm. I wrote every single song on the record. So the company that distributed illegally and did not, which was partly my father, and the record stores or whatever that he allowed to distribute, they filed bankrupt. When you file bankrupt, it releases you of all of the, you know, of your obligation to pay anything. So they put me in their bankruptcy.
Mm.
So I haven't seen a dime from that record, but it's, and so that's why it's so hard to get because there will never be any more of them pressed up.
Okay.
Like, literally, if you find one, like, I've seen it somewhere where it's, like, $300-$400 just to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, literally, if you find one, it's probably the last one, last couple, 2, 3, 1, you know, 2, 3 copies.
Right, because I was noticing that as well. I said, dang it, you know.
Okay.
Let me ask her, you know. So I definitely understand the reasons why you're not going to go there with it. Have you ever thought about recording a gospel album?
When God wants me to do that, I most certainly will step into that role.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love music, you know, it's also, I mean, I love gospel, it's part of me as well. So I'm not going to say no, but when it's time for that to take place, that's something sacred. So that has to be something that has to be absolute direction from Him. And I know that I have discernment enough to recognize it. So.
Right.
I'll wait on you on that one.
Right. Absolutely. So you have had some really great songs released, and you even been nominated for a Grammy. But what was your favorite song to record, and what was, like, the story behind that particular song?
Should I be honest?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Favorite song as far as what? Like, favorite song to record, like, as favorite producer? Favorite song as far as, like, the way that it came about and me singing it?
Yeah, like, anything that touched you, it doesn't matter, like, the producer or whatever, just something that really touched you and with a big impact.
Okay. The first song that comes to my head, because, and let me just be clear, there are tons of songs that
I'm sure
I have written that have taken me there to the point of tears. I'll name a few Still Open on Chapter 3 is one. Time on Chapter 3 is one. The Voice on Chapter 2 is one. So Faithful on Chapter 2 is one. There's a couple, and No Words, you know, in Chapter 2. However, the intro song to Chapter 3 was originally this, like, sexy, sex-driven song. Literally, I was just getting out of a divorce, and I was in this relationship with this man that was so fine, and I was just, like, so physically attracted to him, and he lived in a different state. He played football, and he lived in Dallas, and he would come in and out, and it was like the relationship was so passionate and ridiculous. And so I wrote this, the song was called, it's the beginning of chapter 3, it goes, oh, we need to love, tell me how can we go back? So the song just talks about our hookup, like, and how we used to sneak around and hook up. I remember that time vividly. I was in my 20s, and, like, that was so fun to, like, sneak around in different places. We were, like, it was so fun, you know. So, you know, being that I'm 36 now, married with two children, those kind of memories are fun to have as memories. So.
Right.
So, you know, you're lucky if you just could get the kids to go to bed to get fun. You know what I'm saying? So, in reality, I mean, in actuality, if I have to think about it, like, and like, again, I tell you, there's plenty of songs that touch me. Bad Person is one on Chapter 5, you know, but and Stonewall, obviously. But this song, I just remember that era. You know, I was freshly out of a divorce. You know how you just be like hot and ass.
Uh-huh.
And,
you know, ready for the world.
Somebody like, where are you out, child? You just be like, honey. You know, you put on this. You fuck them dress, and you go out to the club, and you want to have a good time, you know. So that was like a fun, you know, being in your 20s period of my life. And I remember, that's why the name of the album was called The Flesh, because
okay.
I was really, oh, honey, I was under the flesh. When I tell you, I was under the flesh. But
I love it.
I wasn't married, and I protected myself, and I worked on the EL. I wasn't promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't no hoe out here. I was on the even lower, honey. No, nobody
right.
knew about nothing that I did. But I had I had a good time, you know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That song reminds me of that era.
Absolutely. I love it. And the reason why I keep asking you about certain songs, because you have so many. So I'm just, like, trying to get people who are tuned in right now to kind of, like, know where to lead them. Like, all of them are great. But check this one out. Check, you know, like that type of thing. I just want them to hear it coming from you. Like, these are, all of them are awesome songs. But
yeah, like,
these were, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, like, with the newest album that I just released, the mini album, I Cut My Hair.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my hair. I was in tears in the studio writing that song.
Wow.
Because me and the engineer had a conversation about that entire song with his life. You know what I'm saying? And I remember going through that, you know, in my marriage and in just relationships, you know, just being in predicament if the person is not paying you attention and not, you know, valuing you. Not this marriage, my last marriage. So I was really emotional when I wrote that song. That was, and you can probably hear it even in the song when you play it. So, I mean, that's, you know, again, I think that, It's really hard for me to really pick one because as a writer, I write from my spirit. You know, I write from the things that happen to me because I feel like I'm as a woman, I relate to all women, you know, and I relate on the same level. You know, not just, oh, I'm Selena, I'm a celebrity, I'm recording. No, I go through the exact same things that every woman in this world goes through, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if I write from my heart and my spirit, then it will connect with other women because they're going to know what I'm talking about automatically.
Absolutely.
So every song is an emotional journey. Every song, you know, every song I'm depleted because I'm giving myself in every song.
Absolutely.
That I write. And even in the ones I don't write, you know, I get into character form.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just blown away. I was like, oh, my goodness, this woman is not only beautiful and talented. I mean, it's just the words. And I'm big into the words of things, not so much the beat, because the beat is the beat. Mm-hmm. But
right.
What makes the beat, in my opinion, is the words that go along with the beat and the way it's delivered.
Absolutely.
Because, again,
you know,
like I said,
mm-hmm. No. What were you saying?
No, it's like, again, like I was saying, I hate to sound so repetitive, but it was just like one of those things, like I said, when I played your tracks and I started listening to the music, I was just like, oh, my God, like, I can't even move away from my desk. It was like that. I was like, wait till I talk to her and tell her she had me glued to my desk just listening to music back
Good.
To back to back.
Girl, and I let you know that I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing, you know. I'm touching people. I'm healing someone, you know, which is why I don't worry about not being in a place where I need to make a gospel record. Just because it's not gospel doesn't mean there can't be healing from it. Like, I don't know how many times I've been melancholy, or right? Like I feel bad and I want to hear the Love Jones soundtrack, or I want to go listen, or I want, you know, that song.
Oh yes, sexy.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want to hear that sometimes. So I want to listen to "This Is No Ordinary Love," you know, because Sade is my favorite. I might need to just have a Sade moment, you know, with a glass of wine, you know. And then,
exactly, you sound good.
You know what I'm saying? And then I might want to do, you know, when I work out in the morning, I might want to hear Jay Moss. You know, I want to be faithful. I want to be believable. You know, music is a soundtrack of life. So I just feel like all music applies, all of it, gospel. And maybe because I've been exposed to everything, there's times where I put on Ave Maria or, you know, Omio Bambino, you know, classical music, just because I want to be in that moment, you know what I'm saying? Or country music, just because I want to be in that moment. Nina Simone, because I want to be in that music. I'm a slave to the rhythm, you know what I'm saying? I tell people that all the time. I love music. I love Bill Withers. I love
Bill
Withers.
I love him too.
Him, I can't get enough of him. I mean, till you use me. Him and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Lord.
Connie.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
play. Raheem Devon. it just depends. The Isleys. How many of us have not had an Isley moment? I mean, come
okay.
on.
I'm serious. R. Kelly. Like,
you know what
I'm saying?
R. Kelly. Okay. It's such good, such substance out there, which I think is why, you know, a lot of people are upset at the state of music now, because it's no soul in it. And I don't mean like not soul as far as like the John, you know, not even the John. When you think about soul, you think somebody is a soul singer. But I mean, like, there's no spirit in it. There's no history in it. There's no healing in it. Like, there's no depth. You can't walk out. You know, I've had people, I mean, I've listened to songs that walked out of a situation, child. You know, just, you know, I changed my mind because of songs. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have that nowadays. And
uh-huh.
I think that's why our whole world is not right. You know, because the younger generation does not know who to turn to. Musically, you know, you can change and heal the world. You really can. You know, I remember back in the 70s. Where everybody just smoke weed and listen to music, you know.
Yes.
You know, people got through the whole racism time with inner city blues and, you know, all these different, you know, they was really talking about racism in music. You know, my father had a song called "It's Because I'm Black." You know, that could get you through racism at that time. You know what I'm saying? Angela Davis and that whole, you know, the whole Huey Newton era and Black Panthers and all of that. That whole era was a music, Isaac Hayes, you know what I'm saying? So music can heal and change the world, and that's why I'm such a slave to it. You know, it's everything. It's everything for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to touch a little bit on and let the world know that not only are you a songwriter, a singer, you also have your own record label.
Yes, I do. It's
yeah, so
entertainment. Yeah, and my the first artist that I'm going to bring out, their name is Lakeshore. It's a trio. It's two guys and a girl. They sing ridiculous, like a super group. It's ridiculous. It's unfair how good they can sing. and they're in, you know, working right. Like literally, like I had to step my game up. They sing background for me, but and it's like they make me have to be better. You know what I'm saying? Because they're so good. You know, they're signed to Amelia's, but not exclusively. Like the point of signing them to my company, because it's like a production slash label. I don't wanna bind them. I just wanna protect them. So my intentions are to, you know, get them a bigger situation and just kind of be, you know, the parent company of them, you know, or have a company joint with me to help them. You know what I'm saying? So, and great things for them and great things for the label. But I don't know if it'll ever be, you know, full blown working label. I don't know. You know, maybe so. You know, whatever God has in store, what God has for me is for me. But right now, I'm trying to just increase my own brand.
Right.
You know, I'm still trying to work on my own brand, but Lakeshore is part of me, you know, increasing that brand. So, increasing the Amelia's and the Selena Johnson brand. So, yeah, and Lakeshore is the first group coming out of Amelia's.
Yes, I love it. So, I'm going to touch on this, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Ms. Johnson. Like, I don't watch television. I don't. So, I don't know what's happening on R&B mm-hmm. Divas, but I just wanted mm-hmm. to ask a question, and the main question was, and I know you're probably asked this all the time, like, as one of the stars on the R&B Divas, do you feel like you are shown in a positive light?
I definitely do, because I gave them a positive light to show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that I'm working with a production team that gets me and gets my story. So I was blessed to be able to have them portray me in such a way. But yeah, I think it's truly who I am. I think that my fans get to see me, you know, Selena for a change, as opposed to just hearing my music and now seeing my face and being able to put two and two together. I'm
right.
excited for my fans that they're now being able to put two and two together. And so many of them are like, and this is not to throw no shade to any new fan, because I'm super duper grateful, and the number one reason why I did this show was so that I can create more awareness and gain more fans and let people know about the music that I'm trying to give to the world. But it's so cute when I see some of my fans that, you know, I've been ride or die and die hard fans for years. They be like, I told y'all, I always knew it. Y'all just not getting on the bandwagon. I always knew it. It's very cute, because for them, it's fun because they've been listening to this music for years. And now they get to identify, you know, they get to put the face and the music together. And I'm sure that's cool for them to do, you know.
Absolutely.
It's cool for me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a fan of every woman on the show.
Absolutely.
So to be there, you know, to be involved with them this way, especially Faith Evans, because she's probably the one I knew the least.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had to catch myself a lot because I'm such a fan of her music, you know, and I would just be in awe of her sometimes, like, she is so funny, you know. Like, she is so cool. That's my girl, you know. And she is my girl. Like, I talk to her all the time, you know. So it's cool. You know, I've known Mo and Nikki and Kiki, you know, a lot longer than her. But I only knew Faith for, like, 2 years before we started. So to be able to, like, work with her and see her personality up close every single day like that was so much fun. So I can only imagine what it's like for my fans, too, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Because just talking to you now, because you never know what to expect from someone you never met or never talked to before. And
mm-hmm.
I'm loving the fact that I was so persistent to have you on a show, because I don't know if you heard, but I was like a little stalker for like a couple of months.
Come on, stalker. Come on, stop.
I was a stalker. Miss P was a stalker. And, you know, because I'm really tenacious in things that I want to happen.
I know that's right. You have to be, honey. And you stay there.
You know, and I just, you know, like I said, I was like, okay, Miss Selena Johnson, I want her on the show. So I just put it into the universe. And I just went on stalker mode in a nice way, of course, nothing overwhelming and overbearing, because I still feel like you have to carry yourself with class and, you know, things of that nature. But at the same time, I was just like, she's coming on the show, and this is what's happening. And I just feel really, really privileged to be able to talk to you, because I admire you.
Thank you.
Not only as an artist and your music, but as an individual, as a woman.
Thank you so much. And that means more even, you know, because if you respect me, I really, like, if you respect me as a woman first, then you're going to respect my lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost better. It's almost like, okay, let's just say, for instance, I was on the show and I was just off the chain, you know, cussing people out, jumping over tables, spitting in folks' face, you know, just being a bully and just being, I don't know, whatever would get on somebody's nerve, I guess. You know, what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that my image, my character on the show, my image on the show was like just a, you know, a hot mess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That I would probably lose fans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They would probably think she is terrible, and everything that she writes about is a fraud. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I match? Either she's a fraud on TV, or she's a fraud in her music. So how am I supposed to like her music and listen to all these heartfelt lyrics? Because I bleed into these tracks lyrically. It's really my life. So
mm-hmm.
how am I going to not match what I write? You know what I'm saying? So I have to be loved. I have to be appreciated or liked first as a woman, because then now it's like, okay, I understand lyric. You know, so that means more, actually, than someone just liking your music, just them just thinking that you're a good person, you know, and that matters
right.
in this world to me. It matters how I impact others. As far as, I'm human, don't get it twisted, I make real bad mistakes all the time. But
mm-hmm.
it does matter that at the end of the day, people feel like, people that I'm around, people in my circle, my fans, feel like I'm a good enough person to just hang with and a good enough person to talk to and confide in and buy her records. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. Absolutely. So Phoenix and Star 9 in the chat room said, you know, as a viewer, she thinks, that, you know, she likes the love that comes across on the show, and that you guys,
mm-hmm.
although you're on a reality show, that is not all that crazy drama that happens on these reality shows. She also says that if I could tell you that she loves the album, and she really loves how real they are and how open they are.
Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing us to be that real and not tearing us down too bad. Not beating us up too bad. I mean, we show who we were. You know, we were brave enough. All five of us were brave enough to just say, well, this is what it is, you know. And I'm sure that every single woman is identifiable with women in this world. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for allowing us and watching, you know. Thank you for paying attention to our story. So much as artists, we don't get to get our stories out because we're criticized immediately for anything that we do. So
mm-hmm.
it's very courageous for an artist to even do a reality show, you know what I'm saying, because we'll be quickly judged, quickly. So thanks for being patient with us and allowing us to do that.
Absolutely. So do you get tired of all of the hubbub and just want quiet?
Oh, my God. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm a human being. Shall I get tired in this house with kids running around and screaming all day? I mean, I'm human. I got to go hide all the time, honey. If I just had a quiet room, I would be so. Like, that's why I got to get a million. I got to be rich. I have to be a millionaire because I need to buy, like, a house inside of my house. I got to need a little house in the back of something where I can just go and just hide from kids and phone calls and emails. Like, it just seems like the emails just don't stop. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I have an amazing assistant, and he's helping me now. But, child, them emails are coming, and they come all day long. I'm pissing them and everything. I'll be trying so hard to get organized. So, yes, the other day I just bought some stress tea. You know, I'm trying to
the
get it together.
The yoga stress tea? I love that tea, though. It's a lot.
I'm be trying to get it together. I have to do something because if not, I would be an alcoholic. Real talk. Like, I would just drink my life away. Because it's not enough wine that can just grind the tears or drown the anxiety.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
I am so human. Yes,
so
ma'am.
So true. I love that about you, Ms. Johnson. So what can we expect on any future projects coming up? Is there anything you would like to share?
I have Mommy's Got Soul, which is a workout DVD series. That's another thing. I'm getting beat up every day by my trainers at Hybrid Impact Fitness out in Kennesaw in Georgia. They are the bomb, Greg and Greg. And they beat me up every morning. Like, literally, I get beat up like a man because I'm trying to get my body right. You know, all the baby weight gone, all the way back down to, you know, where I originally, you know, started when I was starting this business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get my body back. I'm fighting for that. And then I'm working on doing workout DVDs. I just did one, the first series of Mommy's Got Soul, where it's got me still, you know, in the predicament where I'm trying to lose weight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my body's not perfect in the video. None of the moms in the video, their bodies are perfect. And then the second video is going to show the, you know, weight loss. And the third one is just going to show us with the weight gone. You know what I'm saying? To just give moms motivation to just keep going, because I know it's so hard to lose the weight. So I'm doing a DVD series, and I'm working on T-shirts. I'm getting so many requests for Under What Act T-shirts. I'm getting that every 15 minutes. And little sayings I'll be having on the show. And so I'm working on a T-shirt line called Selena Ism.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I'm working on, let's see, I'm working on Chapter 6. I'm going in the studio now. I'm working on Lakeshore. Lakeshore is my group that we talked about. God, I got so many projects. This is ridiculous.
I know. I'm like, sheesh.
Okay, I got the Rebirth of Soul album coming out in the new year. That's coming. Then it's like a remake album of all the old cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remade it with live instrumentation. That's coming in the new year. You know, then I'm on the R&B Divas album, you know, so that's
yes.
a project. And, you know, just it's more things coming up. I have shows. I have a show in New York October 26th at this club called Drome.
In New York where I am, yeah, I'm about to write this down, right. Drome.
It's on the 27th, actually. October 27th, it's a band show, too. It's going to be dope. So, yes, honey, and then I have shows in Chicago, and I have a show in Chicago on November 4th for Rock the Vote. Everybody go out and register to vote.
Absolutely.
Please, we need your, you know, Obama needs your support. I don't know, you know, whoever you're voting for, it's important to just vote. It's just important to vote, period. You know, don't not vote and then complain. So
right.
we need to all register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think basically just follow me on Twitter, Selena_Johnson, like my Facebook page. And check out my website and my Tumblr on my website, selenamusic.com. I don't know, child. What else? Am I plugging everything? Oh, go get those albums. Acoustic Soul
yes.
Session.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please, please support R&B music. It's so important. Acoustic Soul Sessions and the R&B Divas record. Faith Evans presents the R&B Divas compilation CD. Please support those things. And that's basically it, girl. So... Just working.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Johnson, you are like fabtabulous. And I really, really, really have gravitated to you in a short time. So you definitely have a new supporter. And I want you to know that hopefully we can still stay in touch with each other so you can keep me in the loop of all the things as they progress. And I can even, when you can't come on the show, let the listeners know that they can go and pick up whatever, or you just dropping this, or you're releasing whatever. So that way, you know, I'm constantly helping support at all times.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Vaughn is my right-hand man. So whenever you
yes.
need anything, you know, just contact Vaughn.
Yes, I will. And I'm
going to
follow
him on Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry.
I
follow
will.
Him on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Forever
follow
Vaughn.
Him on Twitter.
It's his name
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. And follow Lakeshore. That's my group, Lakeshore's group, at Follow Lakeshore. So.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to look them up right now, but I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to get us in tune with how awesome you are. And again, you know, I'm not like those regular people that have these shows and just want you on just for the look of it and then don't stay connected. I fight everybody that's been on my show and don't stay connected with me. I fight physically.
I know that's
no, I'm
right.
just kidding.
Well, come on, and come to the show. Look, come to that show in New York.
Definitely, I'm going to come. I did it to John B. when he came on the show, and I was like, you think I'm playing? I'm coming. He's
okay.
like, you better. And I was there, okay? I was there in the
I'm
house with John
fine.
B. So I'm not playing with
okay.
you either. I'm going to be there.
Uh-oh.
So definitely.
I'll be in New York.
Yay! So once again, thank you so much for being as awesome as you are, and I look forward to just staying connected and helping out in any way that I can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you have an awesome evening. You're welcome.
You
bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay! So that was Miss Selena Johnson, guys. Exciting, exciting, exciting. I just want to say to just, you know, definitely support. Selena_Johnson, follow her on Twitter. And definitely check out her website under selenamusic.com. Get the album, support R&B Divas and Acoustic Soul Sessions. Get in tune to that. I also want to just let you guys know that, once again, we're looking for people that are interested in plugging themselves on our Speed networking event that's coming up. It's going to be hosted by PhoenixStar9Online.com and the Intune Show. I definitely want people that are starting up their businesses or looking for other ways to advertise their business to get in tune with Phoenix or myself so we can get the ball rolling. We have a lot of good things that we're trying to present. Today was the last day for the Double Love Contest, and I guess by tomorrow or whichever way Phoenix is going to do it, we'll find out who won that, you know. And I just want to thank everybody for the continuous support of the Intune Show and Miss P and the family. And look forward to seeing you guys on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Be there or be square. And I know you guys don't want to be square, so definitely. And that was kind of corny, but it's okay. I'm tired. Long day. Have a good night, babies. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And remember, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon.